I'm Craig Calcaterra. Next week on Only a Game, why a bluegrass station in Mount Airy, North Carolina, rebroadcasted a high school football game from 70 years ago. But now, Charlie Pierce joins me for a look at the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Craig.
We're a little past the midway point of the NFL season, so let's look at two of the most talked about developments heading into the season. We got the NFL's allegedly declining popularity due to players taking a knee for the national anthem, and the new helmet rule designed to stop head-to-head contact. A lot of folks feared that that rule would make good old smash-mouth football a thing of the past. That hasn't happened, though, has it?
No, because they're enforcing the rule in a much different manner in the regular season than they did in the preseason. In the preseason, they threw flags for everything, largely, I think, to get players acclimated to playing under the new rule. Now, they're throwing flags only when the thing is absolutely flagrant. And most of the other calls wind up with a guy getting a warning letter. They even send video, apparently. Near as anyone can tell, the flags are being thrown on only about 10% of the violations.
So wait a minute. You're telling me the NFL is actually rolling out a rule change sensibly?
Well, yeah. I mean, actually, they've ruled two out sensibly. One is that, and the other one is we're finally defining in a logical way what a catch is, which saves us from, which saves us from some of the most boring controversies in the history of sport, which is what we had last year.
While some higher-profile races dominated the headlines, this past week's election had sports on the ballot as well, specifically soccer, where money or land for a would-be Major League Soccer stadium was at stake in Miami and San Diego. Miami's ballot issue passed and San Diego's didn't, but even in partial defeat, Major League Soccer's expansion program continues. There are 23 clubs right now with talk of going up to 28 or even more in just a couple of years. Does the U.S. have the appetite for that much soccer?
Well, I guess we're going to see. I suspect probably not, but then again, when way back in the day when the National Hockey League essentially doubled itself by adding the St. Louis Blues and the Penguins and everybody else, I didn't think that was going to work either. You know, there's certainly enough interest in soccer among recent immigrants to float a few more teams for sure. You know, Miami has agreed to build a stadium. San Diego voted it down by, you know, a zillion percentage points. But, you know, this is a very ambitious plan that the MLS has. And, you know, as somebody who always thought the MLS's future in the United States was to remain kind of a modest niche league, I guess we're going to see if I was right or wrong about that.
I guess we're also going to see if the U.S. taxpayer has the appetite for soccer.
Well, the U.S. taxpayer does not have the appetite to pay for stadiums the way they used to.
Baseball's hot stove season is upon us, and the biggest name on the free agent market is Bryce Harper. Harper's agent, the wonderful and incomparable Scott Boras, is referring to his client's free agency as Harper's Bazaar, which is kind of cute. Harper has reportedly rejected a 10-year, $300 million offer from the Nationals. I don't actually think that was a bad rejection on his part. What do you think?
I think he's going to get more than that. I think you're right. I think Scott Boras has once again struck the mother lode. This guy will be the most sought-after free agent in years, even though he didn't, you know, his year this season wasn't, you know, particularly up to his own standards. I guess once a year, Boras has this meeting where he calls writers in and has the state of his agency. This is a happier one than usual, I'm sure.
Yeah, last year he referred to one of his free agents as being in a regatta, meaning like the race. It was a race to see who could sign him, and we would all watch the race. This year he said it's a submarine race, so we're not going to know who signs Harper.
As I recall, submarine racing had an entirely different connotation when I was growing up, and I certainly hope that wasn't where Scott Boras was going.
On the other end of the baseball talent spectrum is Tim Tebow, the former quarterback turned late-in-life baseball prospect. Tebow's second minor league season was cut short due to an injury, but the Mets announced just this last week that he's rehabbing the injury. He's going to come back for a third season. At first, it seemed like Tebow's baseball dream seemed a little quixotic, but it's looking like that's less so now. He's going to start the season at AAA.
He's going to start in AAA. I mean, the guy is 31 years old. I mean, we're getting to the point where he's going to be referred to as Heisman Trophy winner and career minor leaguer. He's turning into Crash Davis in this late, but apparently the Mets are very happy with him. He's very happy to be doing it. He hit .273 in Double-A last year, which is, you know, not great, but not terrible. He'll certainly put him in the ballpark in Syracuse, and now we'll see.
And finally, Charlie, we recently learned that several members of the Ottawa Senators don't like assistant coach Martin Raymond very much, courtesy of a surreptitious video recording by an Uber driver.
We don't change anything ever, so why do we even have a meeting? Like, I haven't paid attention in 3 weeks.
Wait a minute. It's October, guys. You're already bored? It's a long season in the NHL. You're already not listening to the meetings?
I think the NHL season lasts longer just sort of in a cosmic sense and a mental sense than all the other ones. So,
I know,
they better pace themselves.
It's not a good sign if you've already lost the attention of your players, like in the first month of the season. What are you going to do in the playoffs when they have the playoffs in July or whenever it is? This is a great reason, by the way, never to say anything in an Uber ever, especially if people know who you are.
Well, it's worse than that, too, right? There are some legal ramifications here.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, That's pretty bad, but I also think the worst case of all of this is going to be when they get back to practice and they have to do line drills.
I'm sure the assistant coach who they're ripping in this video is just waiting, absolutely waiting for his chance at them. We'll see how bored you are when you've done down and backs about 23 times.
Directly from an Uber to an ambulance.
Free ride is a free ride, but there ain't no free rides on free rides, let me tell you.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Craig.